Today is Tuesday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time. I invite you to join me in a mini reflection on the Gospel for today from the 7th chapter of Matthew, taken from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. I suggest that you find a comfortable place to sit or stand, relax, bringing yourself into stillness, and consider that you are in the presence of God. In stillness, ask for a grace from God. You may want to pray for those affected by COVID-19 or those needing to be treated with justice, especially people of color. Or maybe you want to ask for a personal grace. Now, in your imagination, place yourself on the mountain. Notice the disciples seated around Jesus to listen to his teaching. You may want to place yourself there among them, or perhaps you remain a bit apart, observing the scene. Consider what your surroundings look like, the way the disciples are dressed, their posture as they sit and listen. And if at any time you want to stop at a word or a phrase, accept the invitation to stay there. The Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Let us reflect on Jesus' words. Jesus talks about pearls. What might be your pearls? And what do you do with your pearls? Jesus says the gate that leads to life is narrow and constricted, and those who find it are few. What are the challenges you face in entering by the narrow gate? At the close of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew tells us, when Jesus finished, the crowds were astonished. In your heart, talk to God as you would to a good friend about what you have discovered in today's prayer time. As we close this mini reflection, turn to God and give thanks for this time of prayer. And let us close with the glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.